the United Nations works in many ways in the tribal areas of Pakistan. We have a big office in Peshawar. We support the government there on humanitarian issues, on development issues, especially governance and rule of law issues. So we're quite heavily involved in supporting the peace and development efforts that the government is working on in the tribal areas and as well as in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, where the Peshawar is the capital.
Mr. Pakala, what were your first thoughts and concerns when you heard about this attack?
Well, I think the whole country is in a shock at the moment. As I said, there has been a lot of violence to the terrorism in Pakistan before, but this is perhaps the most barbaric attack that we have seen, because it targets children, it targets the school. It's incomprehensible, and I think nobody in Pakistan can really understand how anybody can do such a really terrible act. So it's a state of shock, and I think we all haven't quite really understood how this could have happened. And we need to sympathize with the people of Pakistan and support the government's efforts in trying to bring peace and reconciliation in the country.
You're representing the United Nations in Pakistan. What's your message to the people and the government of Pakistan during this time?
Well, we, of course, mourn with the people of Pakistan this terrible incident and support the government's efforts to make sure that the rights of the children are respected, that security of children and schools is improved. We are, of course, at the disposal of the federal government and the provincial government to continue to support them in their efforts to bring peace and stability and to support the rehabilitation efforts in these tribal areas where the extremists are unfortunately still thriving. I think it's important to understand that Pakistan needs to address some of these issues, not just through the military efforts that are ongoing at the moment in the tribal areas, but through also trying to address the underlying causes, like more investment in the social sector, health, education. This is really what the United Nations is trying to advocate and support both the federal and the provincial governments in. Yeah.